1. Pigwitch Girl. For the first 12 years of her life, Girl had no name. At least, she pretended that was the case. In fact, she knew very well that her parents had given her a name, but she didn't consider it to be anyone else's business. When she was 3 years old, on a stormy night that haunted her memories, her parents left her on the doorstep of St. Martha's Convent of the White Wolf. There was no note, no birth papers, only a small, drenched girl with a flat, upturned nose and a head of wild grey hair. The grey hair in particular alarmed the Sisters of St. Martha's. It seemed to them too unusual for a young girl, and they had been taught all their lives to be suspicious of the unusual. But they told themselves that most of the witches had been killed, and that the Wolf King was even now hunting those who might remain, and forced smiles to their faces. "What is your name, girl?" asked the sisters again and again that first terrible summer. But the sisters, clothed in their stiff black robes, their wrinkled skin painted white with powder, frightened girl. She stared at them in silence and said not a word for 2 years, choosing instead to observe everyone around her with a frankness that made even stone-faced Mother Petra uncomfortable. The sisters called Girl by no less than 26 different names, and she answered to none of them. Not Aria, not Brita, not Inga, and certainly not Root. "Perhaps one of these names will be more to your liking," suggested Sister Veronica, showing Girl the register, in which were kept the records of all the saints of the Starlands. "A most noble way to die, assisting His Grace the Wolf King," assured the sisters. Girl's heart leaped with hope. Had this, then, been her parents' fate? They hadn't abandoned her. No, they had gone north to find the Wolf King and serve him. They had died heroically and had been sainted for it. Surely their names were in the register. She would know the letters by sight. Feeling cheered, Girl tried to read the register's pages and pages of tiny print, but soon found this task not only impossible, but unforgivably boring. Her hope faded. None of the names she read meant anything to her. She remained stubbornly silent. So the sisters, who, according to the scrolls, were to distrust all disobedient children, for in disobedience lies the potential for great evil, spitefully began to call the child Girl. "If you will not choose a name," Mother Petra told 5-year-old Girl from behind her enormous desk, "and if you will not answer to any we choose for you, then you will have no name at all." And Girl was pleased, for it felt like she had fought some kind of battle and emerged the victor. The other girls at St. Martha's, however, had no qualms about giving Girl a name. 6-year-old Adele, with soft black curls and the clear voice of a bird, was the one to christen her.
"Oh, Pig,"
Adele called out one morning, when Sister Helena had stepped out of the classroom.
"Piggy."
Girl did not at first realise she was being addressed. Then a wadded up piece of paper hit the back of her head. Girl whirled around to face Adele.
"What did you do that for?"
Adele pulled up the tip of her nose and flattened it.
"Hey, Pig, do you smell that? Something stinks in here. I think it's you."
She snorted enthusiastically.
"Pig, Pig, Pig."
The other girls began to chant, turning up their noses too. Girl's skin crawled with anger. That evening, she sneaked a mixture of herbs from the sister's storage closet into Adele's stew. Girl hoped the concoction would leave Adele ill for the rest of her life. Perhaps perpetually plagued with a burning stomachache, or unable to talk without violently sneezing. Instead, it tinged Adele's skin blue, and boils popped up on her tongue. The sisters, tending to the sobbing Adele, were flummoxed. Who could have gotten past the locks and into the stores?